Thank you, John. So, Tom, should we come back and then you can answer the question about mule deer east and west river?
Sure, Ken, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner. So the question was asked by Commissioner Locke and what changes were made this year leading up into this fall hunting season, in particular for East River deer. We had a gentleman from the Clark County area that brought concern to the commission about the harvest of a small, I'll say a small herd of mule deer located there in the eastern part of the state. And the action that was taken by the commission was we did convert all of the antlerless licenses for the vast majority of the hunting units in eastern South Dakota to whitetail only, so that those antlerless tags could only harvest whitetail deer and not mule deer. So that was a change that was put in place. I would also offer to the commissioners, over the years, we have made many other substantial changes to reduce the harvest on mule deer. For example, when you look at the antlerless licenses available for archery, muzzleloader, those are all whitetail only tags right now. We've also made some other changes within the Black Hills area as well. But what we will do, commissioners, in the presentation that we provide next month during the October meeting, we have statistics and data on each of the individual seasons, whether we're talking East River, West River, archery, muzzleloader, youth, the main deer hunting seasons. We'll provide you that details on the amount of mule deer being harvested by respective seasons. We'll also go over the details of the changes that have been implemented to this point in time to reduce the amount of mule deer being harvested, in particular the doe portion of mule deer. And then that discussion can lead into thoughts, recommendations from you, or ideas that you might have that we can continue to work on in respect to when we generate the deer recommendations coming forward this winter. Something else I would also offer up, because I do know this is of high interest to many of you commissioners, whether we formally put together a work group that we have a couple of you part of, or at least at minimum, we'll get key staff on the phone and have a conversation with you folks and talk about some of those ideas and how some of those could be implemented or some other recommendations that you may have. Because again, we do know this is a high interest, not only for you, but a lot of our big game hunters as well. And I would also offer to you that's also of high interest to our department. We've been taking concerted steps to reduce the amount of harvest on mule deer does. There's a few more opportunities that could be taken. And those would be ones that we would be more than happy to discuss with you through that type of process. So if that would be amenable to you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, we'll provide that presentation at the October meeting, give you some more specifics and details and background. And from that, that discussion can throw out some ideas on the table. And after that, then we'll actually set up a time or two where we can get a couple of you key commissioners that have a high interest in this on the phone with our staff as we work on generating those recommendations for deer seasons. And then we'll bring all of that together at one time this coming winter.
Thank you, Tom. Commissioner Spring, does that work for you?
Sounds good to me, Commissioner Beast.
Okay. That would work for me, too. I think it's something we need to work on.
Very good. We'll be happy to work with you.